boys. Maybe they did steal his damn cow ponies. I don't care. Boys that young don't deserve no hanging. I weep every time I think about those boys' mothers and how they feel. You will be a mother someday, Janie, and have your sorrows too. Who can outrun sorrow? Not me, Janie, and not Dora Dufresne. Not since Blue married Granville Stewart's pretty little half-breed daughter. I hope no man will do you so, Janie. I don't even want to think about it. Dora tried yesterday to give me Fred. She says I need a friend and a parrot's better than nothing, but I wouldn't take him. He's not a bad parrot, though he can't say anything except General Custer, who taught it to him, or why he wants to say it, I don't know. You'd think living with Dora all these years, Fred would have learned a more interesting stock of words. Not that they'd be words I could put in a letter to you, Janie. It's my pride that I can afford to send your daddy money so you can be raised among decent people, not the riffraff and ruffians you'll find out here these days. There are people who would include your mother in such a description. In fact, most people would. But I didn't take Fred. I think Dora would miss him. She's the one who should be thinking of parrots better than nothing, because Fred and nothing's about what she's got. I have Rag and Bone. They are my true friends. Why they would think there might still be beaver down in the Shoshone country, I don't know. It's a sign to me that the boys have drunk one too many rounds. If there were beaver along the old Wind River, why wouldn't the Shoshone have eaten them? What else did they have? What it's really a sign of, Janie, is that people can't give up hoping for what they once had. Youth or you name it. When Jim and Bartle came west, the west meant beaver. Now they're old, and the beaver had been gone for 25 years, but the boys can't admit it. At least Jim can't. They still think there's a creek somewhere boiling with beaver that God saved for them. It's just how people are, Janie. They cling to foolish hopes. But you will need to be studying your lessons and not wearing out your eyes reading my old gloomy words. Don't worry about your mother, Janie. I have always got by. I'm hardy. I scarcely even coughed after sleeping in that mud puddle, though I admit, if it had been later in the year, I wouldn't have been so lucky. I've got my young horse Satan and my buffalo dog. Satan's a good horse, and the dog Cody is a fine hunter. Often he'll bring a rabbit, and once he brought in a badger. I didn't know about eating a badger. I took it to my friend Mrs. Elk's shoulders, and she cooked it in a hole in the ground. It tasted fine. I called the dog Cody after Billy Cody. Buffalo Bill, I guess you've heard of him. There's a man with luck on his side if there ever was one. He'd have been dead years ago if it wasn't for luck. He ain't tough. There's hundreds of Indians who could kill him easily, but he's still alive. Billy's been writing lately. He's trying to get me to go with the Wild West show he started. But I ain't that desperate, I guess. I am the Wild West, Janie. No show about it. I was one of the people that kept it wild. Why would I want to make a spectacle of myself before a bunch of toots and dudes? Not me, Janie. I'd rather sleep in a mud puddle every night and rowdy it up with Blue and the other cowpokes. Good night, Janie. I'll stop. I don't want to scribble on and wear out your pretty eyes. Your mother, Martha Jane. Chapter 1. Jim Rag was skinning a prairie dog, wondering if the fire would last until he got it skinned. A Wind River breeze, a gale by most standards, surged down the gray canyons and sucked at the fire. "Let's go somewhere else," Bartlebone suggested. "Right in the middle of supper?" Jim asked. "No, I just meant eventually," Bartle said. "There's grit and then there's Wind River grit, and I prefer the first kind." "I think this prairie dog might have been sick," Jim said. "It moved kind of sluggish like you do when you're sick."
"Well, if it was sick, I prefer to go hungry," Bartle said. "I'm not up to digesting a diseased animal tonight."
Bartle was combing his fine beard. Among his few treasures was a fragment of comb he had snitched from a whore in Cheyenne. His beard was another treasure, at least in his view. Many Western beards were filled with dirt, grease, and bits of debris, but he strove to keep his immaculate, no easy task in a rough, often waterless land. Bartle was determined, though. He also possessed a fragment of mirror which he had taken from a dead Sioux after the Custer battle. He and his friend Jim had been in the Sioux camp only the day before the battle and soon heard of it.